This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky.
So the internet is really a network of networks that underlies critically so many things in our lives. But really, 50 years ago, it was an experiment that escaped from the lab. And it wasn't really designed to be the global communications infrastructure it is today.
Jennifer Rexford, a computer scientist at Princeton University specializing in computer networks. She spoke to Scientific American editor-in-chief Mariette DeCristina at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos.
So it really planted the seeds of tremendous innovation around the periphery of the Internet and the devices we connect to it and the applications we run over it. But ironically, it didn't plant the seeds of its own innovation. And we suffer from that every day, from the fact that we have denial of service attacks, taking down websites, we have performance problems, Netflix streams grinding to a halt, and so on. In my work on self-driving networks, we're bringing together two really exciting technologies, machine learning that's transforming everything by taking raw data into true situational awareness. And the second is programmable network switches that bring the same idea of enabling and lowering the barrier to innovation that we have at the outset of the Internet to its basic underpinnings so that we can learn how to sense and actuate better over time so that the network can learn to detect performance problems and route around them, to detect denial of service attacks and block them before they do significant harm. So the marriage of these two technologies is really happening now. And it's a great opportunity to build an Internet that actually is worthy of the trust that we increasingly place in it today.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.